And now to those cruise ships out at sea pleading to dock in Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis says no, because health resources are stretched too thin. Holland America's Zaandam ship and the Rotterdam have more than 2,000 people on board, 300 Americans, many sick with flu-like symptoms, and at least four have died, though without autopsies, it's not clear if they had COVID-19. Miami Herald reporter Taylor Dalvin is here, and Taylor, we spoke a few weeks ago when passengers were being taken off another ship in Oakland, California, after some tested positive for COVID-19. KQED reports there are still more than 600 crew members on board that ship, so people on these outside Florida might be stuck for a while. Where were they trying to go?
So originally, the Zaandam ship left from Buenos Aires in early March and was scheduled to dock in Chile on March 21st. And end the cruise there. The following cruise was actually supposed to sail from Chile to Florida and arrive in Fort Lauderdale on April 7th. And it's important to note that several hundred passengers had actually planned to stay on board for that second leg to Florida. Mm. And so now the ships have made it through the Panama Canal. Chile turned them away, and countries along the route are saying they're not allowed to dock there. So they're hoping to come to Florida. They haven't rounded Cuba yet. Our local officials here in Florida say they haven't received a request to dock, a formal request yet, but we'll be looking for that today.
Well, we understand, though, that at least two people tested positive for COVID-19 before they were turned away from Chile. So if at least two people on a ship have it, you can do the exponential math. Many do. You know, they're confined to their rooms. What's going to happen when they come to Florida? I mean, are they just going to have to stay on the ship?
Well, so we have two previous examples of similar situations, the Diamond Princess in Japan and the Grand Princess in California. For the Diamond Princess, the strategy was to leave everyone on the ship and quarantine people on board. That did not end well. Over 800 people in the end were infected and several died. The Grand Princess, the strategy in California was to get people off the ship as soon as possible, either to local hospitals or to military bases to spend 14 days. Some of those people still haven't been tested, and as you mentioned, a lot of crew are still on board. So there are issues with both strategies, and we don't know yet what will happen here in Florida.
Well, just quickly, how did this happen? Because we spoke to you on March 10th. And you told us there were thousands of people getting onto cruise ships in Miami, despite, you know, what we knew at that point about coronavirus. Yes, we had leaders who were downplaying it, but still, we knew it was happening on cruise ships. I mean, I'm wondering, is there going to be some liability here afterwards that cruise ships set out with thousands of people knowing there were already problems on ships?
Yeah, there have already been lawsuits filed. People who have been infected have sued cruise companies, and I think we can expect more of that. The CDC first warned on March 8th that people should not cruise, and cruises continued until March 13th. New cruises continued until March 13th. So I think it'll be interesting to see what happens there.
Not to mention the fear that cruise ship workers have. They don't have the luxury of, you know, single rooms. They've been crowded together, so we'll see how this unfolds. With Taylor Dalvin, who covers the tourism industry for the Miami Herald. Taylor, thanks as always.
Thank you.